cereal if you didn't put it in the glass.
Doesn't sound right.
It didn't sound right.
Well, come to order. It's roughly 4:04 in attendance. Senator Saylor, Senator Sharp, Senator Pierce, Senator Duncan, and myself, Senator Miller. The item on today's calendar is the professional service contract amendment with Ron Somerville, and should be in everybody's packet. Is there any discussion? Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chairman, clause 3, or 2, yeah, point 2, clause 3, what was that before? It's amended to read 75,000. What was the figure there before?
I believe it was 50, yes.
Ted, do you know?
I believe it was 50.
Yes.
So this is an increase of $25,000 then?
That is correct.
Is the contract for the same amount of time as the last one that we approved?
We're going to July 31st.
It goes through
July
31st, 96.
And he had done, we started him last January, so it's been a year, and he had billed right at 50. So this through the end, through the 1st of July is about right. If he does the same amount of work, it'd be half again.
That's a good raise.
No, it's not a raise,
Jay. Oh, okay, okay. I see. What, the time does justify
right,
that.
The time. There was an increase of time.
$50,000 over a year, so $25,000 is 6 months.
So it originally didn't run to July 31st?
Not for this year. We ran it through the end of the year, as I remember. Actually, originally, I think, Ted, don't you have them?
January 31st, it expires. The current contract expires January 31st.
And it started when? That's what Jim asked, the current one.
Mm-hmm.
We extended this once. The first one was just for session last year.
I think it began
then
February.
Then in the summer at a meeting that we had in Fairbanks that you, I think, teleconferenced to, we extended it through
August 3rd.
January 31st so that we'd be back down here. That's what happened.
So it must start February 6th of 95. That's what it says in Clause A, right? And now we're just changing the January 31st date to July 31st?
Right.
And adding 25,000.
That's correct. Right. Senator Sable.
Aside from the money issue here, I'd like to know, now, the major issues that he's worked with have been like the federal fisheries issues, right?
He and Chuck Meacham have both done fishery stuff, but he has primarily worked on the Endangered Species Act reauthorization, on the Magnuson Act. He's worked with Senator Murkowski's office in particular, but with the House side too, on RS-2477 and the bill that's being introduced. I think it's actually now in by Senator Murkowski. We at first thought Frank was going to introduce a bill last summer.
Right.
In December, they still hadn't introduced it. I think that they finally at least got it read into the system. And mostly federal.
And Mr. Somerville has been providing, from my understanding, Senator Duncan reports.
I was afraid you were going to bring that up. Yes.
Twice a month.
Judy, he at the last meeting this summer, I'm not sure if you were here on or if you were on conference. I asked if we could be kept informed, and I apologize.
And we have been, huh?
twice a month.
We have been. It's just that I haven't got it distributed to all the minority.
Well, kind of the direction that I'm going is, I mean, we have so many fish fights still alive and well out there, including especially subsistence. And I was wondering if there's any coordination of activities between Ron and what Fran Ulmer's been working on subsistence.
No, specifically because we said when we did this contract last February, we would not have Ron work on subsistence.
Okay.
However, he did ask for my permission, which I gave, for him at their request to sit down with Julian Mason and Fran and discuss some issues about subsistence that they had asked him to talk about as a private citizen, former fish and game person, and he did do that, but not as part of the contract.
And do you anticipate any changes in that? No.
He has read in other information that's come out. He doesn't bill us for that. He's just kept track of it because some of it, the ANILCA amendments that Senator Murkowski is doing are not subsistence amendments, but there are ANILCA amendments that he's working on that I know that the AG's office has been involved in, that Ron has also commented on some of those as Murkowski's office has come out with them. They've been coordinating that with Bill Horn back in D.C., but he has deliberately, at our request, in fact, our order, stayed away from subsistence. But he has been keeping track of other fish issues for them.
Okay.
Nice, Mike. Is there a motion on the table?
I would move that we extend the contract.
Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The contract is extended. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, right.